All of our patrons will automatically qualify for our exclusive prize draw. At the end of the season, 8 of them will be randomly selected and written into one of the thrilling chapters of Season 5. To enter, click the link in our description and sign up as a patron today.
Christmas is one of the few times of the year that we will allow what would usually be considered corny or cringeworthy. In fact, many of us welcome and expect it. It could be argued that there is no need for darkness in a time that is so wholesome and sweet, and that it should remain innocent and pure. The problem with this idea is that we know from history that the innocence of Christmas is a lie. The holiday itself and the way in which many celebrate it is wonderful and charming. I love to spend time with friends and family, playing games and laughing over dinner. But the notion that there is no darkness over this time is nothing more than a lie that pushes the ultimately unobtainable perfect day. In truth, the dark reality of life does not take a day off for a midwinter festival. To some, the holiday itself is very much the darkest time of the year, with the pressures and expectations of what it should be unable to come to fruition in that person's current circumstances. It could be said that the pressure we put on holidays completely defeats the purpose of its very existence, leading us to do stupid things in an attempt to make the day special. Stupid things that could, in fact, become deadly. My name is Luke Mordew, and this modern myth is Santa Stuck in Chimney. Whether you find yourself warming to children or not, there is an undeniable loveliness in witnessing the anticipation of Santa Claus's arrival. It is the excitement of receiving presents, the magic of the visit, and the joy of feeling so cared for and looked after. Very little else goes through the mind of a child on the night of Christmas Eve, as the event that had been promised for so many months was finally happening. It is perhaps due to this wonder and childlike innocent excitement that the story of Santa Stuck in Chimney sticks around. Not only because of how horrifying and tragic it is, but by how comedic it could be perceived. A twisted black comedy that plays on our expectations of a perfect, wholesome Christmas morning. The story goes that one Christmas, a young family were not going to be able to be together. The father was away with work due to a business commitment he couldn't get out of. The family were very upset, and although the excitement of Christmas was still in the air, there was a consistent fog of disappointment amongst it. This was something the father knew and could not shake off. Feeling the guilt, and in a sudden Christmas movie-like realization, the father decides Christmas is a time for family, not a time for work. And so he cancels his trip and begins his journey home. He imagines walking through the door and surprising his wife and kids, seeing their happy little faces as they run towards him. He imagines how happy his wife will be and how wonderful the whole experience will be for them all. He imagines this over and over again whilst he drives home, growing more and more excited. Eventually, though, he seemingly got himself overly excited about the situation and was now trying to outdo the scenario before it had even happened. He is giddy with excitement at the idea. He loves Christmas, everything about it. His ringtone on his phone had even been jingle bells since mid-November to remind him of the joyful time with every phone call. In a moment of mad genius, he turned off at a local supermarket and purchased a cheap and cheerful Santa Claus costume. This would be the cherry on top for this young father, who knew that the fact he was almost not there would be instantly forgotten behind the magic of this return. He finally pulls up at home, parking further up the road so they wouldn't accidentally see him, as he stripped off and changed into the Santa costume fresh out of the packaging. With the costume on, he feels even more magical than before, consistently smiling to himself at how well he is doing as a father and how lucky they are to have him. He struts his way towards the house, keeping his head down so they won't see him, although partly hoping a neighbor would spot him so that he could explain what it was he was doing. Unfortunately, nobody sees him, and the kids are already in their room. He can see the living room lights are out, with only a tiny glow emitting from the children's bedroom. As he looks up at the house, studying the bedroom just below the roof, he had another bright idea. He could climb up to the roof, clamber down the chimney, and loudly exclaim, "Ho, ho, ho!" causing the kids to run down the stairs of excitement. This would be a memory that would last for life. He doesn't quite know the logistics of how to do this, but that doesn't matter. In his mind, he has already settled on this, with the imagery of his kids seeing their father as Santa outdoing anything else he could do in its stead. He makes his way into the back garden and slowly picks up the ladder, gently placing it against the wall, desperately trying to keep it as quiet as possible. He begins to climb, pausing with every creak of metal the ladder makes, until eventually he reaches the top. He had been up here recently to put the decorations up, but never alone, never in the middle of the night, and never with a fake beard wrapped around his head. He lifts his phone and takes a picture of himself on the rooftop beside the chimney, excited to post it online with the story the next day. This would definitely spread some Christmas cheer and would definitely win him some brownie points. He puts his phone back into his pocket and climbs onto the chimney, dangling his legs inside whilst he tries to figure out just how he's going to do it. He tells himself he could push against the brickwork with his hands and back, slowly lowering himself down. He had never done something like this before, but just how hard could it be? There is a slight niggling feeling beginning to eat away at the excitement of his thoughts as he looks down into the darkness below his feet. One that questions whether this was an incredibly stupid thing to do. He, of course, ignores this, as he had come way too far to turn back now. And so, he instead lifts himself from the bricks and begins to clamber inside. He now rests with his back against the soot-covered chimney, with his hands pressed against the wall in front of him, stuck there like a festive Spider-Man. He takes a deep breath and gulps, now realizing that this was going to be much harder than he first anticipated, and that perhaps it would have been just as good to come through the front door. He looks up at the top of the chimney that is only a few inches above his head. He could easily turn back now, and this could still be a funny, albeit embarrassing, Christmas story. It's the thought that counts after all. He sighs and accepts defeat as he lifts his foot to push himself higher. Although, the moment he does, both his feet and hands slip, releasing the pressure that keeps him in place, causing him to instantly slide down into the darkness of the chimney. The next morning, the kids and their mother are sitting in their living room opening their presents, all excited and over-enthusiastic about every item they are unwrapping. They had discussed a noise they had heard from the chimney the night before, exclaiming that they had heard Santa Claus. Their mum would smile and nod, humouring them by agreeing that this was, most probably, exactly what they heard. She watches them lovingly before checking her phone. She had sent a message to her husband the moment she woke up, wishing him a Merry Christmas, although she had not yet heard anything back. She sighs and puts the phone down, smiling back at her kids, focusing on the joy that is in front of her, refusing to let anything ruin their close to perfect Christmas day. She shivers and gets to her feet, heading towards the fire, allowing the kids to excitably talk amongst themselves. She didn't want to bring them down with her own frustrations over the day, so it made sense to keep herself busy. She lays a couple of logs down in the fireplace and sparks them until they ignite, allowing the warm crackle of wood to emit into the room. She watches the flames for a moment, finding peace in the soothing sounds along with its orange warmth. Although, this is short-lived, as the smell of burning plastic quickly begins to fill the room. She turns back to her kids, who are so engrossed in what it is they're doing that they haven't even noticed. She turns back to the fire, confused by it. She sniffs closer, now noticing the smell of cooking meat along with it. She leans forward to try to get a better understanding of it, but as she does, she is struck by sudden black smoke that shoots out of the chimney above. She jumps back in fright, causing the children to snap back to reality, both now startled and confused by what is happening. The kids begin to waft the black smoke away, fighting a losing battle as the dark smog quickly fills the room. Their mother darts into the kitchen, shouting for the kids to open the windows and doors as she grabs a fire extinguisher from under the sink. She paces back into the living room and blasts the flames until there is nothing but black logs resting at the pit of the chimney. The kids ask her what is going on, confused and frightened, as their mum slowly makes her way to the fireplace once again. She slowly sticks her head into the fireplace, ignoring the hot air that surrounded her as she peeks up to find out just what was going on. It is here that she sees the burnt, dangling feet of a man dressed as Santa Claus, jammed halfway up the chimney. They had clearly gotten stuck and died from asphyxiation, clearly trying to make their way into the house. She didn't understand. This couldn't have been the real Santa Claus. Of course not. So who in the hell was it? She jumps back whilst the kids move forward, trying to see what she could see. She stops them, telling them to stay away from the fireplace. She tells her oldest to ring his father and ask him to come home immediately. He complies in a frantic panic, instantly pulling out his phone. She picks up her phone also, dialing for the police, pacing back and forth as she waits for them to pick up. But while she waits, the faint sound of jingle bells begins to play, although she is far too preoccupied to consider where it is coming from. It is only when her son finally says, "Mum," that she turns, noticing her two children standing horrified and confused in the middle of the living room, the oldest still on the phone. The operator finally answers, but by now, she has already connected the dots as she realizes that the joyful Christmas song that she could hear was her husband's phone coming from inside the chimney. This story is one that plays on the expectations of the Christmas spirit, turning the best day of the year on its head, instantly turning it into the worst day of a lifetime, thus destroying every Christmas from then onwards for the unlucky family. It is the classic juxtaposition of tragedy and joy, slamming together and merging to create a twisted situation that horrifies and entertains its audience. The salt in the wound of the story is that for these kids, not only is this the death of their father, but it is also the death of Santa Claus himself, as I can't imagine the imagery of the white bearded man in red will be anything but triggering for the rest of their lives. The notion of Santa Claus stuck in chimney has been around for almost as long as the modern idea of Santa Claus itself, with the notion being used in several songs throughout the 50s, most notably in Ella Fitzgerald's wonderful and underrated Santa Got Stuck in My Chimney in 1950. It was also featured 3 years later in 1953 with Jimmy Boyd's song of a similar name, Santa Got Stuck in the Chimney. The story as the legend we know of today has no concrete beginning in any documentation, leaving its origins open-ended. It just seemed to be a story shared around the world, most notably in North America. By the 80s, it had become a commonly known legend. You may even recognize this legend as a story that the character Kate explains happened to her father in the 1984 classic Gremlins, where he disappeared before Christmas, only to be found a few days later in the chimney with a bag full of toys. It was most likely this that catapulted it from popular story to a worldwide urban legend. It is not an unheard of notion, nor is the idea too unrealistic and far-fetched. We've heard of people dying in stranger ways after all. So we must ask, how true is this story? Just how much of an urban legend is it? The reality is that several men dressed as Santa Claus have been stuck in chimneys over the years, although none have reportedly died. That's not to say that people haven't been found dead in chimneys. Several have, in fact, died by getting stuck in chimneys throughout history. A man by the name of Leo Wan went to his friend's house with some others to watch the sunrise. He was dangling his feet over the edge of the chimney when he accidentally fell in, causing himself to get jammed and stuck. He shouted for help for 2 hours, but eventually was able to free his phone, where he would ring an ambulance for help. In 2010, the body of a woman named Dr. Jacqueline Kotorak was found in her ex-boyfriend's chimney, 3 days after she had gone missing in Bakersfield, California. Their relationship had been rocky and very on and off for some time. It seems that her ex-boyfriend had left to avoid a confrontation, and during this time, she had attempted to force entry into the house with a shovel. Once failing this, she climbed a ladder to the roof of the house and removed the chimney cap before sliding feet first down the flute, where she would inevitably get stuck and die. In 1986, a burglar tried to get into a house through the chimney when he found himself stuck. He called for help, but as the neighbors couldn't figure out where it was coming from, they ignored it. It wasn't until days later that the homeowners returned to the smell of decaying flesh. It seems that most accounts of a body being found in a chimney are, in fact, thieves trying to get into a house that is not their own before getting stuck. Although, even these are few and far in between, as almost every time a thief has been stuck, they have been found and released while still alive, only to be instantly arrested. It is easy to see the correlation between these thieves being stuck in chimneys and the existence of Santa Claus, with a mysterious figure coming down the chimney. With how often it seems to have happened over the years, it's almost expected that this legend is based on fact. In many ways, almost every part of the legend is true, just not together as one coherent story. As is so often the case, it is, in fact, a mixture of true encounters and embellishments blended into one dark Christmas tale. Bodies being found in chimneys will not end here, and more stories will appear in the near and distant future. Very recently, there was the tragic occurrence of Harley Dilly, a boy found dead in a chimney during the Christmas period of 2019. This was a situation that was extremely suspicious and, to this day, has true crime fanatics questioning and studying its many plot holes. Although Harley was wearing red, and although it was the Christmas period, his story is unfortunately very real and found with no black comedy aspects to its tale. His story is one filled with darkness and mystery that tugs at the heartstrings and twists at the stomach. The reality of Santa stuck in the chimney is one that is horrifying, twisted, and stomach-turning. although the story itself will consistently be told as a so messed up you have to laugh urban legend around the fireplace at Christmas. It plays on the expectations of Christmas Day, playing out a cathartic tale that reminds us that no day is perfect. It is a play on the festive season, naive accidents, understandable claustrophobia, and on the magic of Christmas itself. Many fathers dress up as Santa Claus during the Christmas period. It is a fun thing to do to entertain the kids. I myself have done it on several occasions, and the joy it brings for even adults is weirdly powerful. Embrace the Christmas spirit. Have fun, enjoy your days, but remember that no day is perfect, and there is no set plan on what Christmas Day should be. It's also worth stating the obvious by saying that if you are going to surprise your kids by dressing up, perhaps it would be best to leave the chimney to Saint Nick.
Urban Legends is researched, written, and produced by Luke Mordew. Original score by Billy Jupp, with additional sounds from storyblocks.com. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, click subscribe on your chosen podcast provider and delve into the mysteries of our previous and future chapters. To find more, including merchandise, video content, images, and more, visit urbanlegendsfolklore.com. If you have more information or a correction on something mentioned in this chapter, please get in touch through our website. We aim to ensure that all information provided is accurate and up to date, and this remains a top priority. If you want to support the show, receive early access, and have more of a say in what we do, then become a patron by clicking the link in our show notes. For these chapters in video format, simply search Urban Legends Folklore on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads, and join our Facebook group by searching Urban Legends Folklore.